The credo of saving what can be saved that animated so many anthropologists of his time was one that Wilhelm Joost made his own. On his travels, he filled countless packing crates with thousands of items he acquired along the way, many of which he donated to museums, others of which he kept for his own collection. He described many in various articles and books. You can hear some of these descriptions at the listening stations along the walls. In keeping with the ideas and prejudices of the era in which he lived, Joost was convinced of the intellectual superiority of European culture, and his writings and diary entries are not free of judgmental, sometimes derogatory, opinions. Nonetheless, he recognized and emphasized those things he found in common between Europeans and the residents of other continents, then often still referred to as savages. In Joost's eyes, these commonalities meant that European arrogance with regard to these people was unfounded. In order to pursue his studies without interruption, Joost always followed the advice he had once received from an English friend: never hurt anybody's feelings. He tried where he could to follow the customs of his hosts, giving rise to his second maxim: among the Chinese you must act as a Chinese, as difficult as that might be, otherwise stay home. Joost epitomized the educated cosmopolitan traveller, who approached travel as an act of cultural exchange that would expand his horizons. He was active in several scientific associations and was made a professor in 1890 in recognition of his services. After his death, his sister Adele inherited his private collection, which contained several thousand different objects. It was she who, together with her husband, businessman and local notable Eugen Rautenstrauch, donated the collection to the city of Cologne and later gave it a worthy home by founding the Rautenstrauch-Joost Museum.